Hello again, and thank you for joining us for this final episode of Chill. This is Tawny Thompson.
And Tony Cheek.
Coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players. We are a live streaming gaming group based here in Milwaukee, so if you want to catch our live stream, please feel free to follow us on Twitch, or you can catch up on our backlog on YouTube. All of those details will be in the episode description, as well as here at the end of the episode.
Rob does a great job explaining the game, so we're just going to keep it zipped and let you jump right into the episode. We had a great time playing Chill from Growling Door Games. We hope you all enjoy listening.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for coming out for our overtime edition here of Chill. We want to make sure that the folks at home get a satisfying conclusion to our investigation, so we're going to end it in a fantastic chase sequence. We come back from commercial to see the envoys from Save Milwaukee running from for their lives away from the Ringmaster's Manor, and they are in hot, being hotly pursued by the skeletal animals under the control of Vern Carson, the old zookeeper. They've got the bones of the Andrewgi ghost, and they are running as fast as they can back to the fire pit to destroy them. So let's do some chasing. Here's how we're going to do it. Everybody's going to give me a movement roll. Anybody who makes their movement roll stays in front of the creatures. Anybody who doesn't make their movement roll is going to get tackled by one, and then we're going to go into basic combat rounds.
I got doubles on 22.
I got 56 under 60, so I just made it.
Does this count parkour? Or no? I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can parkour.
Well, I got 11, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Doubles.
So, since we have two team members rolling doubles, what that does is not only does that give them an awesome success, it also flips Chip's white, not one, but two.
Sorry.
So we're now at 6 white chips, 2 dark chips.
I got 41 out of 55.
So did everybody make their movement roll?
Mm-hmm. We did.
I got a 3 out of 50.
Holy shit.
Holy cats. All right. So you clear... How do I want to do this? I know. Threes are always good to do. So let's say that you made it out of the Ringmaster's Manor unscathed. Is there a particular feature that... let's go past the murder go-round. I think that's fun. So the murder go-round is an old merry-go-round, except all of the animals have been changed to, like, cryptids, essentially. So it's like... You can ride a Mothman or a Chupacabra or, like, a unicorn, things like that. you guys go chugging past it, and you know the skeletons come after you, and there's like probably a couple of bemused workers who are like, is this like the light parade? Like, what is this?
Are they shooting right now?
Yeah, are they shooting right now? What's going on? So everybody, give me another movement check.
Damn, I got a 5.
20 under 60.
I got 11.
56 out of 55.
Oh, so that actually bounces because you got an 11. That would have flipped the chip, but then because you got a 66 and failed, that flips the 56. Chip back.
56. 56.
Oh, 56. I'm sorry.
I would have been a lot more upset.
Oh, okay. 66. So everybody made it again?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Oh, all right.
I was one over.
So I think you get tackled by a skeletal monkey.
Can we turn around to help?
I definitely yell.
it's going to get its hit in first.
Okay.
Help.
And that's going to be a 70. So the good news is that's really only going to be a... And I don't really have a lot of chips for some reason all of a sudden. we'll call that a minor injury right now. So go ahead and give me a resistance roll, please. This is going to be your close quarters combat.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. None of those are great options up there.
I'm going to go with this dice just because it makes me feel a little bit better. Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So that means you're going to take a serious injury. That's minus 10 stamina and a serious, or a minor injury, I'm sorry. So that's minus 10 stamina.
Can
and
I have my pencil, please?
Yes.
So now you're at 25 stamina?
I'm at 43 stamina.
Oh.
43. Better than
25. Yes, that's true.
So and
turn around and, like, shoot it.
Yeah, you guys can both take shots at it.
Please don't hit me.
I got a 34 on my 93.
Okay.
58 on 110.
Okay. Bang, blam, ba-bang, blam, blam. So it's a serious... It's a serious and a minor, I think. No, serious is guns. Guns are serious. Guns are serious,
guns
kids.
Are serious.
PSA.
Yes, I can do that.
Wow, really? I really like that 70.
Late. This apparently the ghosts get tired and like, we want to cut out, man. So I think that is enough to shatter the monkey that is attacking Dr.
Sarah.
Ross.
I'll go back and help her.
Shoot the monkey.
Thank you.
Shoot the monkey to unlife. Wait, it's already undead. Never mind. After the blam scatter, you come running to the dusty bones of the monkeys, and the last thing you have to clear before you get to the bonfire is the Rickety Witch of the Midwest, which is the old roller coaster that was part of Carnival Island that they rebuilt. And it's it's an old wooden coaster, and you've got to go ducking and wandering through the...
trusses.
The trusses. Go ahead and give me a movement check, but this time it's at a minus 10.
Okay. 41.
Oh, 40. 40 under 50.
Mine's under a 75. Nope, I got a 58.
I got a 45. 92 out of a 50.
Jesus, guys.
All right.
Ethan?
Okay. Easily.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I hope the parkour guy is like, this is easy. All right, so we're going to up the ante here because it's not just the animals that are attacking you. It's the roller coaster.
Oh, good.
Like you're like, I'm going to run around the truss, and one of the trusses just shifts right in front of you.
Oh, no.
So you smack into it?
Clotheslined.
Possibly. So give me, you guys are going to be taking serious injuries. Give me resistance rolls on this, please.
Did my stamina heal from when she healed me before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put it back up to...
Lucky duck.
You might as well leave it.
I guess.
Nope. That was a 79.
I got doubles, 22.
Under?
Under.
Or over.
Under what?
Under your stamina.
Under, this is going to be, this is going to be, under your stamina. You're right.
So oh, he then got 45. A success.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. They're all white. Yay. All the tokens are white.
No dark tokens left.
So I think what this means is,
I failed.
You failed.
Yeah.
Ooh. How mean do I want to be here? Because you're gonna take a.
I was gonna die during the sequence.
You're gonna take a serious injury
and land inside the car of the roller coaster.
Oh my god! Why would you even say that?
That would require her like flipping up, like.
Boom, 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 boom.
So that's a negative 20 then.
Yep.
Can one of us like help her run?
You'll grab her legs,
right?
And, like,
everybody
hum the Benny Hill theme song.
Is it my turn? Because I will invigorate myself.
Okay, do it.
And that restores 20 willpower and 20 stamina.
Okay. So I think what happens is you fall down. There is a and one of the panther skeletons pounces on you as you like flip over. And you close your eyes, and the sort of weird, majestic glow underneath you suffices, and the panther just goes, as it shatters as you, like, basically stand back up and keep going.
yeah, pretty much.
So you make your way through the... You make your way through the Rickety Witch of the Midwest to the fire pit, and you see someone standing or you see someone standing there. It's Carla. And she has a trash bag with her.
Carla, what are you doing here?
And she's like, she's taped up and has like, you know, like, things.
Splints and shit.
Getting revenge. And she throws the bag into the fire and it goes green. And all of the skeletal animals that have been chasing you let out these horrible, pained roars.
Carla, I knew we did good.
Quickly toss the left horse off. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The bones collapse. And the fire burns green higher into the night as the bones of the two remaining ghosts are destroyed.
Can we also collect the animals' bones and toss them on?
Yeah,
that you don't need to. They okay. were right. just being okay. possessed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a triumphant moment, and now 15 minutes of
yeah.
Hey. Hey. So I think our last scene is everybody standing around the fire. The five of you.
Are your pants dry yet?
They are now.
Yeah. I've been...
Carla and Scarica. Carla turns to one of you. Who would she turn to, probably?
Person that saved her life.
Yeah. So, she holds the two cards that you guys gave her for your card, mm-hmm. and the save card. What paperwork do I have to file to start a chapter here?
Well, good thing is I just had to do this about a year ago, so let me walk you through it.
I mean, just in case. Mm-hmm. Just in case they're not gone.
And you can always call us to help you again.
I know.
Should you need us?
I know. And the camera pulls back into the night with the fire reaching, shedding a light. Beautiful, romantic light into the dark.
Thanks so much for joining us for this final episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because, do you get it? Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.